morning to all of you. It's so good to see you on this Lord's Day. And in our call to worship today, we're continuing in 2 John as we've looked verse by verse through this particular passage to encourage our hearts before our worship of the Lord. In verse 8, it said, "Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." In the previous verse, he warns about deceivers. These deceivers would seek to rob you. We live in a day of scams. We live in a day whenever you have to be so careful about emails that you don't accidentally open one or get scammed by somebody that says, "Please send us this information. You have an uncle that passed away in England, and he wants to give you $3 million. Send us your bank account information. We'll make that deposit immediately." And what they're going to do is take everything that you possess and say goodbye. And, you have to watch out. Those are deceivers. But they are also in the church. Did you know that? There are deceivers that are in the church. There are deceivers that prey upon God's people. And John warned about that. "For many deceivers are entered into this world who confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves." Be careful. Always be on watch that we lose not those things which we have wrought. You don't want to lose by forfeiting to somebody else truth. Truth is a precious thing. It's more precious than gold, silver, or precious stones. And we don't want to lose that because some deceiver comes along with another little change to the teaching. And we say, "Oh, that sounds very good," and start pursuing after that, and then you lose the truth that you had. And so that warning is given, but that we receive what kind of reward? A full reward. A full reward. I was reminded this week, I don't know, our family brought it up. I guess it was a coloring contest that we had on Thanksgiving Day at the table. Who could color the best Thanksgiving turkey? And my children are still struggling with staying within the lines. But we had a lot of fun with that. And then we were choosing that. And someone said, "Uncle Todd, didn't you win a coloring contest?" I said, "Yes, I did." And I proudly told about the $5 that I won from WSRA radio station at the age of 5. There were only 2 entries. And I won. And I got $5. But I didn't get to spend that $5. I had to buy something for my brother and sister first, and then I could use the remaining amount. And of course, they got the smallest gift they ever got in their entire life because that was money that I had earned and staying within the lines and working so hard on that particular thing. Now, notice this. I walked into that radio station. I can remember it just like it was yesterday because that's the last time I ever won anything. And I walked in there proudly, and they had this envelope with my name on it. And it was a $5 gift certificate to J. Randall store in Milton. Now, J. Randall was where my mom worked as a teenager. And it was still open. It was a department store. And we went to the bottom basement of the store because that's where the toys were. And I got to spend my full $5. Now, in today's money, that's more like 50, right? But in that time, I wanted to be able to spend all $5. Do you want a full reward when it comes to our faith in Jesus Christ? Do you want a full reward? Well, you have to be on guard for the scammers. You have to be on guard for the deceivers because they will keep you from receiving a full reward. And so we have to be on guard all the time. There's not a day you can go to sleep and say, "Well, I don't have to worry about it today." You have to watch all the time lest you lose your full reward.